Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to our new channel. And this is our first podcast to our new channel, which is called Games and Talks. You can go subscribe to us. We're on YouTube. And I'm here joined with two other people who are also part of Games and Talk. And we're here to discuss our Premier League predictions. So please say hello.
I am Nathan. And
I'm Daniel. Hello, and welcome to our new channel.
Yes, okay. So, shall we get straight into it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to share my screen. Can you guys see this?
Yes,
okay. So now we're going to just discuss the outcomes of these games. What you think the outcomes of these games are going to be, okay?
Okay,
what do you think Sheffield United versus Newcastle is looking like?
1-1, maybe.
I think Newcastle will just edge it 1-0.
Same, but except I think it's going to be 3-1 or 3-2, something like that.
That's
yeah.
not same. That's not same.
No, like it's the same difference.
Same result, he meant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like now, that, Newcastle will win.
Wait, yeah, let me add it. What do you guys think? Finally.
I'm gonna think 1-1.
I think 1-0.
1-0? Okay.
Yeah.
Where is this? There. Okay. What about Wolves versus Everton?
I think 2-2.
2-2?
Wolves have a good history. They've done pretty well in the past. And this season, Everton's been...
Yeah, and they do very good in career mode. Like to point that out.
Yeah, but career mode doesn't really matter. You can change the... how hard it is. You can change the...
Yeah, true.
So you can't really...
So, Daniel, what do you think?
I think Everton is going to win 2-0, you know, because James Rodriguez is back in their squad, who has been injured recently. So, yeah, I think that's going to give them the edge.
I think also with Daniel that this is going to be a game that Everton wins, and I think it's going to be 1-0 to Everton.
Okay.
What about Man City versus Brighton?
Oh, that's going to be a high-scoring game for Man City.
I think 5-0, maybe. No, actually, I think 2-0.
I think it'll be 4-0.
Man City's probably going to play the backup squad.
Don't forget, do you guys still remember?
4-0 for Man City.
But guys, don't forget Liverpool. Yeah, Liverpool, they drew to West Brom. And you all were expecting them to win like 4-5-0. So I think this is gonna end 3-1 Man City.
When you think about it, if you look at history, Liverpool tend to have a slight hiccup with smaller teams.
Okay.
They lost 2-0 to Burnley like a year ago.
Okay, next game. Aston Villa versus Tottenham.
2-1 to Villa.
2-1 to Villa?
That's going
to
be...
Yeah, 2-1 to
that's,
Villa.
Come on, that's a little too harsh.
I think 2-1 to Villa, too.
They 7-2 to Liverpool, so you got to respect that.
Grealish hits his form.
Yeah, Jack Grealish is in.
Jack Grealish hits his form in that game. So I think... He can change the game drastically.
I think 2-2. 2 apiece.
Ooh.
That seems generous to Chris.
Okay. Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
1-0
to who?
2-0 to Arsenal.
1-0 to Arsenal. Come on, Daniel. You gotta admit, it's Arsenal. You've done some pretty shit stuff.
Wait. This is London Derby, right?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, kind of is. Yes.
Yeah, because they both are in London. Yeah, so well, what do you guys think? Nathan says 1-0 Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I and then what
do you... 2-0 Arsenal.
2-0 Arsenal.
Yep.
Okay, I think 1-1.
Jeez, Jesse's gonna get Daniel mad.
Okay, Fulham versus Chelsea.
Oh, that's gotta be an easy win for. I think that's gonna be a win for Fulham with Fulham Alexander.
Come on, that's way too harsh.
That's gonna be a hat trick for
Alexander. Are you joking? Like seriously?
No.
I can't tell.
Yeah. Are you joking? No, no way.
No, but he's got a point. Alexander Mitrovic has been pretty good this season. Like, you gotta respect it.
Okay, yeah. Shall we move on to the next picture?
No, but I think Chelsea's still gonna win. Maybe 1-1.
Yeah. No, yeah, like, same 2-1, here. 3-1. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think 3-1 or 2-1 to Chelsea. Where were we? Yeah, okay. Wolves versus... Okay, this is going to be an interesting match. Wolves versus West Brom.
Oh, like 2-0, 3-0 for Wolves.
I think that's going to be, 2-0 for Wolves. But they do not have a fit striker. So that could be a problem. But
but they do have Ruben Neves, and he's quite the James Rodriguez of Wolves.
Yeah, and they have Adama Traore.
That's true.
It's basically the Portugal team without Bruno Fernandes and Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, except I think it's gonna be 2 to West Brom, 1 to Wolves.
Ooh,
really?
I don't think the big Sam is gonna win because he likes to play defensive.
He drew against Liverpool.
Because he plays defensive.
Exactly. So if he plays defensive, they're probably gonna get a draw or win. Anyways, West Ham versus Burnley.
West Ham, Burnley. I think it's going to be West Ham win. West Ham win, but just barely. Yeah, just like a barely win.
Yeah, 1-0.
Maybe like a lucky goal or something, or a penalty.
Yeah, or a 90th minute winner.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 1-0 West Ham. What about you, Nathan?
Yeah, 1-0 West Ham.
That's what I think, too.
Okay. Next one. Leeds United versus Brighton.
Draw.
This is actually kind of difficult. Guys, let's look at both of their form. Leeds United, Brighton.
Leeds United are a team where if they go against someone who they are better than, they will score 3 to 4 goals. But if they go to someone who's, if they go against someone who's not informed, who's better than them, they will lose quite a margin. So I think that Leeds will win 4-0.
Okay. I think 2 to Leeds, 1 to Brighton.
Okay,
this is going to be our review of games until we stop. So here it is. Aston Villa versus... Wait. Yeah, we were just here, right? Yeah, so Aston Villa versus Everton.
Draw, I think. I'm going to have to say draw.
I think it's going to be a 1-0 win for Aston Villa.
Okay.
Daniel has a lot of faith in Jack Grealish.
I know, right? I think 2-1 to Everton.
Underrated.
2-1 to Everton. Okay,
I think that's reasonable. 2-1 to Everton.
So that's it. That's going to be it for this video. So please make sure to watch our podcast. And goodbye.